As more Americans live with obesity and diabetes, ultra-processed foods such as chips, candy, and cereal have come under a lot of scrutiny lately. Two food policy researchers at the University of Pennsylvania argue that government should regulate those products like tobacco. This comes as other scientists and policymakers say some ultra-processed foods can be as addictive and harmful as cigarettes. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
University of Pennsylvania food policy researcher Alyssa Moran remembers a time when smoking was allowed mostly everywhere, even in healthcare settings.
Smoking also used to be socially normative. Like if you went into a hospital, doctors were smoking in the hallways and volunteers were distributing cigarettes to patients at the bedside. Like this was not long ago. This was like during my lifetime that this happened. And now we think about that as being just absolutely crazy.
Changes happened because of laws that restricted exposure to tobacco and heavily promoted anti-smoking messages. In a new paper, she argues that government should take similar action with food.
For tobacco, governments implemented this suite of complementary policies that worked together to reduce smoking prevalence and to improve health. And that's exactly what we need for ultra-processed foods.
For instance, she proposes warning labels on ultra-processed food, charging food companies extra fees, and restricting where stores can display these foods. Most grocery stores have entire aisles dedicated to snacks, crackers, and cookies. They display these products prominently at eye level or in other highly visible sections. David Sawa, an obesity researcher at Temple University, says that plays a role in our decisions.
This has been an issue that we've talked about in obesity interventions for a long, long time. And I do think that stronger legislation around where foods can be placed so we minimize that exposure could actually be very, very helpful, not only, I think, for adults, but also for children.
Policies to regulate ultra-processed food would not be unprecedented. California passed a law last year that requires schools to phase out ultra-processed food from school lunches. Moran also cites Philadelphia's soda tax as an example of similar regulation. The Consumer Brands Association, which represents food companies, says in a statement that scientists do not all agree on what is an ultra-processed food, and that America has, quote, one of the safest and most highly regulated food systems in the world, end quote. Alan Yu, WHYY News.